This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, March 19th. Okay, folks, lots of stuff going on. Let me start with the good news first, and then we'll get to the other news that's weighing on the market. First of all, Micron yesterday had unbelievable results. Let me just tell you how good they were. Their sales surged 196.3%. They almost tripled. Their earnings soared 682.1%. Now, these are all compared to a year ago. Now, their revenue and sales were 21.7% better than analysts expected, and their earnings were 38.6% better than expected. So clearly, the demand for fast memory chips remains robust. Micron Technology is recommended in my newsletters. It's under management. This stock's a phenomenal buy in any dip, and then, of course, is dipping today because the market got up on the wrong side of bed because of all the developments in the Middle East. So before I elaborate on what's going on in the Middle East, I just want you to know the FOMC statement yesterday was okay, all right, because they acknowledged that the job market's weak. In his press conference, Jerome Powell said that the private sector is not creating jobs. The dot plot signaled one more rate cut, although there's a minority that wants a lot more than that. So that's that. Now, we have other central banks meeting today. Nobody's changing their rates. They're all waiting to see what happens in the Middle East. Christine Lagarde was out talking today. But I do want to elaborate on what happened, okay? So Israel hit Iran's big natural gas field in southwestern Iran. Then Iran retaliated and hit Qatar's LNG facilities again today. And apparently Qatar's LNG production is now curtailed by at least 17%, and it may take years to repair the damage. So LNG prices are going nuts. And complicating matters, President Trump decided to tweet about this. And he said, quote unquote, that the U.S. will massively blow up the entirety of the South Pars gas field at an amount of strength and power that Iran has never seen or witnessed before. Okay. That's what's got everybody upset. We're in the fog of war right now. And until the fighting stops and the shipping through the Strait of Hormuz resumes, obviously we're going to have a lot of energy inflation. This doesn't hurt America, but it really does hurt Europe, okay? And if we attack the Iranian natural gas field and obliterate it, that's not good because, you know, the whole point is to integrate Iran back into the world, get new leadership and everything. Now, Israel, of course, is taking out all the leadership. They've had three big kills this week. And so they're not done. Okay, so it's very clear that if the IS, RGC, the Republican Guard, all those people, our leaders, are targeted by Israel. So this is getting to be very, very interesting, okay? And it is promoting uncertainty, and it is lowering commodity prices around the world because there's a fear of an abrupt slowdown in economic growth. And we already have four-day work weeks in India and Asia. They're already starting to burn a lot more coal because they can't get the gas. The commodity crunch that's underway is now affecting gold. Gold's down quite a bit today. Now, the other day, it broke its 50-day moving average. And gold is normally an oasis during this kind of uncertainty. I am not planning to sell my gold stock because they still have very strong forecast sales and earnings. And because gold prices are still up sharply year over year. So, I do get a lot of calls about my gold stocks. And my answer is I'm going to hold them as long as they have the earnings, and that's my answer. So There's some other interesting news. We had new home sales decline to the slowest pace since 2022, but looks like that's pretty weather related. So we are now in the fog of war. The Iranian drones are doing some damage. Okay, they're launching these things called cluster bomb missiles over Israel. That's very tragic because the missile opens up and all these cluster munitions come down and you just can't fire each little one. So very tragic. Okay. So obviously this is going to continue till it can't. And that's where we're at. And hopefully it'll be over Monday. But I'm not a military expert. And all I know is Iran is very large. And we're attacking targets deeper and deeper in the country. Obviously, most of the missile and drone facilities are near the coast where they can, launch and not travel as far. So this is getting to be very, very interesting. We did take over their island where they have their big oil terminal. I assume we're going to try to control that. We do not have troops controlling the port yet, but that's not going to be hard to do. And so hopefully when all the dust settles, things get back to normal, commerce improves. Now, in the meantime, the planting season for the farmers is ruined because most of the nitrogen-based fertilizer that they make in the Middle East from natural gas is not going to get to the fields. So you're going to have food inflation this year. Obviously, we clearly have energy inflation. And this, again, hurts Europe much more than it does America because we are food and energy independent, but they're not. And it does hurt China. It does hurt Asia. Obviously, all the sanctions on Russian oil have been removed. So it's going to be interesting, and a lot of people are going to be mad at us if this lasts much longer. So hopefully this is going to get wrapped up soon. I do not recommend that the U.S. takes out the Iranian natural gas field Iran's got to be integrated back into society. That's what's been going on. Their people are protesting. They're upset. Iran's a very young country, and hopefully we'll get some new leadership. But yeah, welcome to the fog of war. So I wish I had better news for you. I wish I could tell you what the oasis is. Your best defense, in my opinion, is stocks with strong forecast sales and earnings. The gold stocks, the data centers related stocks, even Eli Lilly, because they all have very strong forecast sales and earnings. And we still are in a very good earnings environment. And we are in a seasonally strong period now. Second half of March is much better than the first half. So let's just hang on, folks, and let's get this over with. And hopefully, there's not going to be any more damage to LNG facilities and refineries, etc. So that's my comment. And hang in there, everybody. I know you don't enjoy this. None of us do. Obviously, President Trump is not enjoying this at all. So it's going to be fascinating to watch what ultimately happens. But in the end, the leadership of Iran is going to be obliterated by Israel. And they had three key leaders this week, and they're just going to go down the list till they get everybody. And it's pretty clear what's going on. So with that said, hang in there. Am I going to recommend energy stocks? Not really. We'll have to see how the forecast sales and earnings are. But, these temporary spikes doesn't really help. It helps U.S. LNG long term, but it doesn't help anything else at this moment. So hang in there. I know not a lot of you don't like this kind of uncertainty. So with that said, I'll keep updating you in Fast Market Conditions. Take care, everybody. Celine Avalier.